The shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue is all too familiar to brothers Malcolm and Melvin Graham. Their sister, Cynthia Graham Hurd, was among the 9 victims of the 2015 Charleston church shooting. WFAE's Alex Olgan talked to the brothers about these similar tragedies. Malcolm is in Charlotte. We reached Melvin Graham in Charleston by phone.
To the Tree of Life, I'm writing because I know your pain and what you are going through. You are wounded in ways you do not know, and you are forever changed. Hold on to your faith and press forward, and always remember your loved ones.
This is the first time I heard this letter. And
I just wrote it last night, and I was going to put it in the mail today.
It's the same theme, and he's in Charleston, I'm in Charlotte, but the thought process is the same. This situation with Pittsburgh and Melbourne probably – it's the same thing. It's the same incident from 3 years ago. Nothing about this is different other than that the perpetrator, one hated African-Americans, the other hated Jews.
What's it like for you guys to hear about such a similar tragedy in the news?
Well, for me, it's like watching a movie you don't want to watch, but you can't turn away from it because the movie's in your head, and you're in the movie. And so you brings up all those feelings, anxiety, and tears, because that was your life, and now it's someone else's life, and you know exactly what they're going through.
Melvin, you've said if history is any indication, you fear that more shootings like these will keep happening. What, if anything, do you think should be done by leaders to try and stop these tragedies?
We've got to say no more and mean it. The president has already said it's too soon to talk about this incident in Pittsburgh. It's too soon. He says it every time. Our politicians will not do anything every time. This is the kind of thing that has to change. I envision a day where the church, the school will have gun racks, and we pull alarms, and the teachers run out, and the pastor and the congregation run out and grab AR-15s to defend the church. What are we coming to?
Yeah, and that was the response of the president, that maybe the folks on the inside should have had something to fight back, and we can't become right. The Wild, Wild West.
Malcolm, you mentioned these conversations that happen after the shootings are very predictable. You know, first the victims are talked about, then gun control. And then, of course, family members like yourselves are contacted by media. Do you and Melvin feel like you guys became sort of overnight advocates and not by choice? And how did you deal with sort of the deluge of publicity and, requests?
If you are forced into the arena of being a spokesperson, you have to at some time say enough is enough, because you can't relive this event but so many times.
Did you have to do that sometimes?
I think we both probably said no more than we said yes.
True.
Because right now, even people still call me, and I'm pretty sure they still call Melvin. I'm doing a documentary about what happened in Charleston. We want your family to participate. And you're like, no. No, because some of it can become very dark. One of the things that I've tried to do, as well as Melvin and my other brothers and sisters, is to be the protector of her legacy and her portrayal and how she's portrayed in death. And that was really important to me. And so sometimes it's a lot easier to say no.
Do you guys have advice for these family members? I mean, you said you know what's going to happen, right? The media is going to come. It's going to be in the news for a while, then it's going to peter out. I mean, just any advice for them?
I think they have to surround themselves with love and support. Embrace their faith. Remember how their loved one lived versus how they died.
And I would say, just know that you are forever changed. No matter how much you want to go back to normal, or people tell you, you need to go back to normal. You can't. You are forever changed, and just recognize that you're changed. But try to recognize the change that's changing you in a negative way, and try to work to correct it. And accept all of the help, all of the counseling that's going to be offered to you, all of the advice from professionals on how to deal with this, because you're not going to want to deal with it right now, but you will. It's year three. It's passed since my sister's gone. We're working on year four. And now I think I'm starting to heal.
That was Melvin and Malcolm Graham. Their sister, Cynthia Graham Hurd, was one of the nine victims of the Charleston church shooting in June 2015.